My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
And if it's a right tackle, he'd be replacing a Pro Bowl right tackle who probably doesn't need replaced. And over on the other side, you've got a left tackle who you invested a first-round draft choice in, who's better than people give him credit for being. All right, Jed's had a rough go here, and I think Jed does a real solid job and could develop into a big-time tackle. I don't want to see any of those guys go away. That's why I asked Coach, can you rotate guys? He didn't like that idea. You know, he prefers put a tackle out there and let him go. I understand that completely. I honestly agree. I'm just looking for a solution here. Because I truly think you have three starting tackles sitting right there.
I do too, but I'm concerned about health. Like the thing about ask me who I start. I'm gonna start Jed Wills if I think he's healthy enough can play. He's going to start at
he's
left
been
tackle,
your starter.
And Jack Conklin's going to be my other starter on the other side.
I get that, and Andy, I can't argue with you. You could pick any two of those guys, and I couldn't argue with you.
I think that's the way you have to go if you're Kevin. I mean, those guys earn those spots. I understand injuries there. Jones is still young. And like we've said a million times before, I think...
So is Jedrick Wills.
I don't know why. I've seen him have some games where I was like, ugh. I still think he's in a hard spot because we still want to compare him to who was there before him. And, you know, The problem I have with playing him this week is he hasn't practiced at all. I mean, we're talking about trying to get him ready in 3 days, right?
Well, and maybe, you know, if he does play, okay, great. If he doesn't, then who's going to play left? Is it going to be Jack? I mean, you've got things to figure out here.
He's your best option of tackle if he can play. That's really the way
Jed Wills?
Yes.
I would agree with you. Right now.
We also don't know, like, we know Jack was back for practice, but we also don't know where Jack Conklin is. I mean, he can play the other side. Okay.
Or where DeWand is.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know where any of them are. You're
they're
right.
All three are coming back from injury. That ended their seasons.
I guess the good news is, if you just want to take the headline from the day, it's that the Jed's back. Right? That's the good news.
Well, Jet, he was back at practice today, yes.
Well, that's got to be a step forward.
Sure.
I don't
absolutely.
Know how it can't
be. Absolutely. Whether he's back in the lineup or not, that's still to be determined.
I know. What do you think about his answer about winning game one? I mean, how many years have we walked off of game one and go, ugh, here we go? But I think if you think you're a successful team, and also, I thought you brought up a great point at the beginning of the show where, you know, you're talking about one of the older teams in the NFL. I think you have to set the stage early on. You can't sit back and go, oh, if we go 2-2 in our first four games, that's where we want to be.
You know what?
I can't do that.
Well, and here's the other thing. With anything in life, if you lose in an NFL season, more so than, say, baseball, though, but it's 17 games. If you lose that first game, at least for a little while, you're fighting uphill. Man, don't you want to come out with that momentum right away? That first game is so critical because it just seems like you're pushing a wagon uphill if you're losing that first game, and you've got to fight back and change momentum. You get that momentum right away, and maybe build on it a little bit. Let's go. And a win over the Cowboys, Andy?
Yes.
Even though they're not, you know, they're not considered world beaters in the NFL anymore.
And they've got problems now.
They're still a good team. And a win at home over Dallas would be a real nice way for this group to start the season.
On national TV.
Real nice way.
On national TV.
With Deshaun playing well.
Yes.
I mean, come on. There's your perfect scenario. And that changes the narrative on what's going on here. Because all of a sudden, Deshaun's back and he's played well. The offensive line, if you're going to beat Dallas, has played well. That's huge. And if you can get off to a nice start, huge.
I just think it's we've sat here, and then you start looking at the numbers for teams that start – I'm not trying to be negative. Trust me. That when you start the season 0-1, you're like, you start the season 0-2, and then they start putting up the percentages of – you know, teams that start the season 0-2 make it 60-some percent of the time. Then you hit 0-3, and you're like, oh, but I don't think this team's – I think worst-case scenario, they're 2-2 to start for the first four games. And they need to worry about this week, and we can sit here and talk about the first four, first two, whatever. They don't have time to be worrying about stuff like that, but we do because we sit around and we look at history, and we see teams that struggle out of the gate. And to try to turn things around is really hard. It's Jeff's right. It's about trying to play the whole season uphill. Even if you start the season 2-4 and then, I don't know, or even if you start the season 2-2 and then drop the next four and you're looking at 2-6, it's still a different perspective because you've got two wins under your belt than, you know, dropping first four games of the season. I don't foresee that happening for this team at all. Something horrible would have to happen for that to play out. And there's always teams that start hotter than you thought they were going to, and there are also teams that start off cold and end up hot by the end of the season. And then you start questioning your preseason rituals and what you did then and who played and who didn't play and did they get enough work in and why is my team, you know, tackling so sloppy? It happens every year. It always happens because of the way they played during the preseason or they didn't get enough reps during the preseason. That's why I think it's important they come out and win and just shut up all that stuff. Stifle, right? Come out and win. You got quiet fans. You got fans that are amped.
Stifle?
Excited. Yeah, it's a great word.
It's a great word. I don't think it's ever been uttered on our show.
I've used it before.
I don't know about that.
Make the reference, but we all know what TV show it was, and I don't want to go down the old road. Right? It's just where it is. That's why it's important they've got to come out and win. They have to win. I'm not saying it's a must win.
It sure changes things.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure does.
What else? When you go back and you think about what Greg Williams said there, Jeff, anything else hit you that said, I'm going to take this with me?
I love listening to really smart guys talk about what they know. And so I really enjoyed just, you know, throwing some things at Greg and then letting him go and listening to what he had to say. He knows defensive football. He knows the National Football League. I just enjoyed talking to him.
Help me with this. When I asked him the season goes as Deshaun Watson goes, and then the answer ended up with him talking about Jim Schwartz, I'm still trying to figure out what he said there. Because it wasn't – like, I think we all know the season goes as Deshaun Watson goes, right? We're all kind of there. Right, that's not Mensa stuff.
I asked him. Remember, Greg's background is D.
Right.
I asked him about the Browns' wide receivers and running backs, and before he was done, he was talking about Jim Schwartz slowing down CeeDee Lamb. Right.
Well, the other part
he lost it back to D.
Yeah.
Being on time. He said that 2 to 3 different times when it came to Deshaun Watson. He needs to be on time.
And that doesn't mean showing up for meetings.
Well, and we know that Deshaun Watson likes to run around with the ball. We know that Deshaun Watson, they've built this offense with choice routes and a spread offensive system for the idea that he can scramble and he can make things happen with his legs and he can do that stuff. What's the one flaw the guy had coming out of Houston when everybody said he was one of the 5 best quarterbacks in football? He held onto the ball too long. It took too many sacks.
Got sacked like crazy.
And what do defensive coaches love? Quarterbacks that hold onto the ball too long and take too many sacks.
And Greg also said, look, this is how I changed Baker Mayfield. Get rid of the ball. When we were at the National Convention at the IX Center, he literally got up from his chair got in my face and tried to put me in Baker Mayfield's spot, yelling at me, saying how you've got to get rid of the ball faster.
Did you throw the ball?
I did whatever he said at that point. He's bigger than I am.
These are factual statements, and I would have done the same.
He was sitting right there. I was just like, Like, you know, you ask someone to kind of tell you what the story was. He let me feel the story about how he changed Baker Mayfield and made him a better quarterback. And it goes back to getting rid of the footballer, which is the same thing for Deshaun, is making sure. I just think Deshaun can make a play live longer than Baker, but I don't know the results may.
Yeah, but you may not want
the
play to live that long.
Yeah. Live to see another day, yep, especially if you're going to get hurt.
I get it.
I think back, you know, when he got hurt last year, those situations where you're like, man, just throw the ball in the 15th row, and let's come back for second or third down. Or if we got a punt, we got a punt. Who cares? At least you're not hurt. And I wonder how Deshaun's going to be in those situations going up. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about the Browns. I do want to check in on Deshaun Watson when he steps up to the podium, so we'll do all these things when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.